Hey, buddy, welcome to our show tonight. It is, I tell you, it's really getting really sad. I just got off of censorship, and I wasn't totally censored, but this is what they do before they totally censor you, they put you on these restrictions, right? Well, anyway, I had some UN, looked like a transgender woman, come over there. Hey, kitty. And she came over here, and my cat come in the studio and sit by here beside me. And she's a sweetie. She says, she knows I'm upset because I am, because it's not right. I mean, people take things, what you say, out of context and apply what you, they try to apply what you're saying, and they make it sound like something that you're not saying, and that's the same thing to do with Trump and with everybody out here that says stuff. They want to turn it around. Like when Trump said, that's what I said on Facebook, you know, Trump said there's going to be a bloodbath in this country if he doesn't get elected. What he was saying is he was referring to the automobile industry, how they're moving all the cars and they're outsourcing them to China, and they're building all these big factories in Mexico and other places in the world. He said because there's no manufacturing here in the United States, they're just going to destroy the automobile industry, and that's what he meant by a bloodbath. He wasn't, now the regular news was out there, I'll just give you an example. The regular news and everybody that's awake that knows this and that sees this can see the same thing, right? Because I know you can. But the regular news is out there saying, oh, Trump is talking about that all the supporters in Trump are going to attack, the Democrats or attack the government if they have a bloodbath. They're going to have a war insurrection in this country if he doesn't get elected. And that's not even what Trump said at all. They lied, like they always lie. Trump was talking about the automobile industry having a bloodbath, not a war like blah, but trying to make it into a big deal, just like they did with January 6th. They said that was an insurrection, and it wasn't, but yet they keep still saying that to think that a lot of people would, you know, be controlled and change their mind and say, oh, well, they keep saying it must have been what really happened, even though that was a lie too. But anyway, I hope that he does get in there, and I hope he really does everything like he said he's going to do. You know, like last time he didn't do everything, but hopefully he'll be unrestrained and be able to do everything that he said for the American people and open the country up and get all these people out of here and be able to make it more easier for everyone, you know, to live and to prosper. Because everybody should be able to, that's what I was saying to somebody on the phone the other day, that everybody should be able to say what they want and be free. Now, I'm not saying to go yell fire in a theater or threaten somebody you're going to arrest them or do harm. Now, that's different. But if you say something that I don't like because I don't agree with it, I'm not going to go and report you or censor you. And you shouldn't do that to me because you have your opinion, I have my opinion, but that's what freedom of speech is. Like I've said on Facebook, and I'll say it here, if you keep censoring people, you're going to get censored. Because that's usually what happens. They go after a certain amount of people who tell the truth and are always honest about things and always exposing the liars that the real organized media really are and how they lie and fake things. And then when you say something and they see it, then they want to censor you and go after you and mess up your life because you're telling the truth, and they shouldn't do that because they don't realize they're going to cut their head off, too, eventually, because they're going to get censored, too. The same way they went after you, eventually, the AI or whatever mechanisms they're using on all these platforms is just going to start censoring everybody, and it's not going to have any bias. Because, you know, they don't even write on Facebook all these times I got censored. This is the third time I got censored in the last month. It's really weird. I don't see anything where I violated any rules, but I could see where they might take something I said out of context to make it mean that, but that's not what I actually said. And that's kind of what they're doing with all these things. They blow things out of proportion. They lie, outright lie, and say something you didn't say at all to defame you, to make you look like a bad person, or to try to correct you on how you should post things. And I'm not going to correct myself. Because I didn't do those things that I'm being accused of. Just like, you know, Trump didn't do the things that he's being accused of. And it's just like Alex Jones didn't do the things that he's being accused of. Because it's all the same thing they're doing with everybody. They just take what you say, take bits and pieces and splice it electronically together, or they maybe use an AI to do it to imitate your voice and say you said things you never said, or they take and splice it together and make it sound like you said something by taking bits and pieces of it digitally, and it makes it sound like you said something when that's not even what you said, because they just downright lied by taking what you said and splicing it up digitally and then making a different sentence out of what you said. Because they can do that now. And I'm sure that's probably what they do behind all these charges that they're doing, you know. Just like all these people that are in D.C. for a crime, just going to D.C., just going there. They weren't doing nothing. And, you know, there was a Fed that still didn't go to jail. But he got off, and he's still out. But yet these people went into jail when he's the one that removed the barriers and allowed all the people to go in there. So, I mean, if they didn't want him in there, then that guy should not have removed the barriers. So that was a trap, a honeycomb trap. And I said to people, don't go up there. And other people said the same thing. But a lot of people went up there, and now all those people just about are in jail because they went up there. When, you know, we were warning people not to go up there because that's the reason why. And they're going to have, they've had a few more events like that since then, but a lot more people were smart this time, didn't it? There wasn't as many as an outcome from us going up there like there was when Trump told us, you know, said for us to come up there, you know, to speak our mind, not to have a battle like they made it out to be, lied about it, but to speak our mind and have our view, our view on it, and to let our voices be heard. That's what he said, but we did it peacefully. You know, we weren't up there arguing or fighting. As a matter of fact, a lot of people were telling people to be peaceful and just leave when they told them to go home, and everybody left. Nobody was violent. Now, the Antifa people that were dressed like, some were dressed like Trump supporters, but they weren't Trump supporters. They were the Antifa trying to look like them so they could try to blame it on those people. And they've got thousands of hours of video, which now has miraculously been deleted from their server, so the video has been erased or gone and just magically disappeared, just like how they're changing history by removing all the monuments and statues, changing all the names of schools and neighborhoods and streets and everything because they're worried about it having, like, Redskins are now called, I'll give you an example, now it's just called Washington. So the Washington Redskins, some people say would say, sometimes they say Washington Reds for short. But the only thing it means to me is just the name. Now, like I said, that's an example where they imply things. Oh, well, you must be making fun of Indians because Indians were called Reds. And so they make it sound like that so they can make it prejudiced, so they can have a reason to go after or sue or have legal precedent over a lie where they stretch it out of context, just so that they could bring it way out of context. So they could try to have grounds to sue you over something you didn't even say it originally, or you didn't even mean it that way. But they turned it into that way and promoted it all over like a psyop to discredit you and to defame you, because that's what they do to people that have different views that they don't like. So I think somebody's going after me, because the moment I'm not censored, I thought it was a Jack Book, but it wasn't. But somebody, as soon as I'm not censored, where they wait a few hours, 2 or 3 hours, and somebody is just going there to censor me, you know, and I don't understand why. Because I looked at all my posts, there's nothing violent in there, no suggestion, no nudity, no abusive language. I guess telling the truth is bad. I guess that's the only thing that would be violent if you read into it and make it mean something that you didn't say or imply to begin with, which is what they're doing, blowing it all out of proportion. Like they're doing with Alex Jones and Owen Schroeder and a number of other people I know, and what they're doing to Dabu 7 with his channel and the censorship that he's having. And all this stuff, it seems to be the common theme, you know. Let's lie and exploit these people, who we're just going to try to shut them up. But all you do when you do that is you just make them bigger. I mean, Alex Jones is even bigger than he was before he was censored. You know, and Owen Schroeder is even bigger. And Dabu 7's even bigger than, even though you're messing with him and you're messing with all these people, they're still getting bigger and they're getting better deals. Even I'm getting bigger because of the censorship on Facebook. You know, I'm expanding to terrestrial news and XM, and I'm on a lot of other social media platforms. I was a big contributor to Facebook, just like a lot of people, but now they're not on Facebook because that's the reason. So I'm going to have to leave Facebook. I mean, I will post some things on there, but I won't be doing any church services or any in the news updates, that'll only be here on radio and across all the platforms. It will not be on Facebook or Instagram because they're owned by the same people. You know, Facebook owns both of those. So they're censoring both of those the same way. I looked at all their rules up close and I didn't see where I was violating any standards or guidelines, but, you know, or community guidelines or rules. But, you know, it seems like every other couple of days they change the rules, because I look at it every 2 to 3 days and it seems like the rules are changing all the time. So, you know, you could be in violation of something and not even know it because they keep changing the rules just about every other day. And that's not fair either. And then it's not right that, you know, you don't even know you're restricted because they don't send a notice out to you to tell you that you are or what happened to cause it. You know, just automatically somebody could just go into your Facebook account and censor you by, you know, doing it. You know, if they know how to do it, they can. It's not that hard to do. And they can lie and say you said stuff. But in the meantime, even though they said it, you're still censored for the meantime. And that's not right, because that's how loosey-goosey Facebook is. You know, anybody could go and censor you or anybody because it's real easy to do so. They can make up things and lie about it. And Facebook will still censor you for the meantime while that investigation's going on. So you're not able to make a living or able to get your message out because they are trying to cause you to not to be able to do it because they don't want you to speak because they don't like what you say when you say the truth. And you shouldn't be censored for telling the truth. But in these last days, everything's so crazy and perverted and so mixed up because evil is good and good is evil, according to them and according to the devil. That's why all this stuff is all like it is, and why, you know, people are so mad at each other on so many levels, because that's what they did to brainwash everybody all across America and the world, to get everybody to hate each other. It's all, you know, it's all in really a big assault on all humanity with everything, the family, you know, God, you know, our history, our culture. And this is not just here in America, you know, and even what you put online is being erased and even questioned by AI and by other means that they use to scrutinize or to blow things out of proportion to make things that you said totally into something that you didn't say, or they change it digitally to try to go after you, to falsely accuse you of something you didn't even do in the first place. But that's the kind of president we're in. And it shouldn't be that way, because I never said anything out of context. I just say the truth, and somebody don't like it, you know. But if you don't like it, turn the channel, you know. Like Dabu Seven says, kick rocks, leave me alone. You know, I don't like you. I don't like what you say, but I don't go after you and censor you because I don't like it, you know. And nobody should be doing that to anyone. If you don't like it, just turn the channel and go listen to something you like. While other people can have a chance to hear what this person has to say, because they may like it. You may not like it, but a lot of other people do. So you need to just go turn the channel and find something else to do with your time instead of trying to ruin other people's livelihoods because you just don't have common sense or decency to be a man or a woman or whatever you are to understand that you need to treat other people with the same respect that you want in spite of your difference in how you are. Gender-wise and stuff. You need to realize that what you do to other people will come back to you too. Trust me, it always does. That's how God set it up this way. And if you don't believe in God, you believe in karma. It's the same way with that too. So stop censoring people. Stop reporting on people. You're not going to get a golden trophy or a toilet seat, you know, because the same thing is going to happen to you, because they're going to start going after everybody here. And they're already censoring Democrats and liberals for things they say too. So it's already starting, because I see it on Facebook, them complaining about it and getting upset about it. So, you know, they are cracking down on it more. So it could be AI, you know, or it really could be something else entirely. It could be just people doing it, you know, because I think it's more people than AI, because AI isn't to the level where they can do it. Yeah, AI can do some things, but it's not to that level where they can just go and do all the things like AI will one day be able to do. It can do some things, but it's not to that point yet. So it still has a ways to go yet before it can be used like the way they envision it to be. Because, you know, even the AI on this phone that I have, it has all that AI in it. It still has a lot of things that needs to be worked out on that AI. I mean, it does work, but it also has a lot of problems with it too, because it's new and there's still some issues with it. So, but the thing is, you know, It's nice because you can circle search, you know, anything you want in a picture or on a website or on Facebook. You see something you like, and then you can find where to buy it. And that's a feature. You can just take a picture, just overlay. You know, you press the home button, and you're able to do that on my phone, the Galaxy S24. You can Ultra. I think the Plus does it too, and Ultra does it, but I don't know if the regular S24 does it. Well, the AI is in the, I think it's in all of them, but I think the Ultra has the most AI features, and it also has the higher end camera and higher end processor. That's why I always go with the Ultra model, because you get a little extra higher quality and performance and how it functions, and that's what you want. Something where where you have the top quality of stuff. You know, I always go with the Plus or the Ultra, because the Ultra is the best. The highest quality, or the more features and the higher, better components they use in it. At least that's what I would, you know, that's what I assume that they would be doing. And, you know, that's what it seems like to me. But anyway, I wrote some good comments on Facebook that I want to share with you all on the radio, because these are good comments. Let me set up the context here first. Enough about the censorship, which is really disappointing and pitiable how things are now. It shouldn't be this way. But let me set up what happened. See, we had a guy come in our church on Thursday night at Celebrate Recovery. And I just basically told him, you know. He was mad because of the way they were treating him, because they know about he's not a perfect person, but no one is. But the point is, you know, he's a registered offender, okay? And he also has done breaking and entering, and he's got three bonds that he's been bonded out of jail for, but he still has to go for arraignment for, you know, his sentencing. But in the meantime, they're not violent, like he isn't violent. And drug charges he has, drug possession, that's the third one. I couldn't remember what it was. But anyway, they know all about this stuff. Some people were saying, well, he shouldn't be here at all because he's a registered sex offender. And I said, well, that's not true, because the law, even though we may not like him, man, we might all feel that way, but yet he has a right to be here just as much as you do, as long as he doesn't mess with the children, you know, or go off somewhere or do anything appropriate. He's allowed to go in any church and attend just like everybody else, as long as he stays with the adults and doesn't go off sneaking off to try to, you know, get with a child or going off to the bathroom or something. But if he does go off to the bathroom, he can go, but somebody needs to follow him and watch him at all times, because with sex offenders, you got to do that, you know, so they don't end up going and place where they don't belong, where a child can be at risk or get messed, you know, something can happen to them, which is what we don't want. So, you know, they're all upset about that. But see, the thing is, they're giving in the fear. And then, you know, we're supposed to love the person and hate the sinner, right? Well, these people forget about that, you know, and they seem to be in fear instead of trusting in God about this guy. Because, yeah, he's not a perfect guy. But at the same time, sometimes God sends controversial people or difficult people to our churches to expose what they are doing wrong. Remember, because how I said on past videos and audio streams like this, how they were at this church controlling people, you know, not allowing people to do things because they were of different faiths than they were, you know, and they would not allow people. They called them things like outsiders, and that because they weren't members, even at Celebrate Recovery, they wouldn't let them be leaders and all that, because they all weren't from the church and they weren't members there. Which at Celebrate Recovery, and their rules are DNA rules, it states, that's what they call it, the Celebrate Recovery DNA. But in their rules, you know, it states in there that you're allowed, that people can come from all different denominations, because see, it doesn't matter what denomination they are, as long as they're a Christian, is what the rule states. And even though they may be working or functioning at the church, it's just like any other organization, like Girl Scouts, or when people do dances or weddings at a church,
it's at the church, but it's not part of the church. It's just an extracurricular activity. Even though they might use the church facility as a place to meet, which Celebrate Recovery does, it does not have nothing to do with the church. It's just something there. It's extra. However, that probably at the church where I am, where I go, where Celebrate Recovery is, I would say about probably half the people that are in it come from that church. But yet the rest, like me, come from other places. They're from different denominations or different faiths. But they're all Christian, and they all, you know, have been through the program, but yet they won't allow any of us to do anything because we don't, because I've heard them say, well, he's not a member. He don't go to our church, so he can't do anything, or she can't do anything. I heard them say that about, you know, girls, but that's not what the policy is. I just told you what the policy is. What Celebrate Recovery says, because Celebrate Recovery might be using that church, which they are using that church as a facility, but they have no right to ban you or censor you because of the fact that, you know, you are a different, you have a different belief than they do. But if you're a Christian, that's all that really matters. In Celebrate Recovery, don't judge whether you're a member or not, you know. But this is what I wrote. I wrote some things. I said, Facebook just sent out this notice. They're getting rid of the news feed feature. They say that Facebook News is going away starting sometime in April of this year. So they're going to get rid of
11:30 p.m.
to be able to share content on their platform in April. So that may be why they're cracking down on the news censorship, because they're getting ready to do away with it or get rid of it, so you won't be able to share news except on your private groups, meaning like everybody else won't see it, because they're going to do away with that feature for everyone on Facebook starting in April of this year. So if you're on Facebook and you put news on there, you, if you want to save your data, that's why I'm letting you know that you're announcing that tonight. I just saw it in my feed. It came up from Facebook, an official post from them. That's what they're going to do in April. But you'll be able to share your news on, like, your galleries, but you won't be able to put it in a news feed, because if you have stuff you want to get rid of, they're going to delete it all in April. So if you don't delete it, they're going to take care of it, remove it, but that's okay. Also, another thing that came up is that now they're talking about eventually banning all weapons, meaning guns of all kinds, because I heard them mentioning that on C-SPAN yesterday. And they haven't done that yet, but they're in the process with all these bills they keep. They have to gradually, that's how they do it. That's how they're doing it with everything. They gradually have to put it all, they put little pieces of it in, and then when they get it all legalized and they're able to have unfeathered or unprecedented access to be able to remove guns, but they have to put it in different bills so they can get it all, you know, in law, and that's how they do it. That's how they've been doing it, like with speech. That's how they're doing it with all of them, because if you study the patterns of how they introduce these bills, they have to sneak it in with other bills, and they'll gradually they get it all in there, and then they're able to just ban outright, go after everybody door to door to take your weapons. And if they come down here in the South, because that's where most people have guns and a lot of ammunition, more than anywhere in the country, and the government knows this, and a lot more people have a lot of weapons, it ain't going to be a good outcome whether it's the National Guard or the Armory, and whether it's some people they pull in from overseas to do it. Because it's not going to be good. It's going to make this. It's going to make the South rise again, and it's going to be a real 1776 in 2024 or 25. If when they start to pull this off, they can try it, but I don't think it's going to go. And I wasn't threatening. I was just saying the truth, because a lot of people are very angry at the government right now, and I'm not too happy with them either, because of all the things they're doing and all the lies they're telling and all the things they did with this, you know, jab that everybody got that's dying from this jab, this NRA jab that they rolled out. People are dying and have gotten permanently injured, and all the data's coming out from doctors and study, you know, medical study groups like the Journal of Health and Medicine and Psychological and Mental Health that talks about it, and Hopkins Medical Journal, just a list of where I get the resources from the horse's mouth, as they would say, because that's where it comes from. But I wanted to read some of these posts I put up, because they're powerful, and then you can use these posts too. But we talked about the weapons. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, yeah. Somebody on here by the name of this lady. She looks like a teenager. At least that's what she looks like, but I guess she's an adult. She's from Finland and moved over here, and she lives in Texas. And she's one of those, you know, atheist, liberal, you know, UN, you know, all for the New World Order, evidently, because she said she volunteers for the UN, which a lot of people lie on their posts. She don't look like a UN volunteer to me. She looks like a nutcase that got out of the hospital, you know, because she got her hair all dyed and everything. She don't even look human. She looks weird. And she's one of those, you know, weirdos, you know. And, you know, how they are now. And she said she liked it because I got banned, so she must not like me putting the truth out there because it offends her. So that's just what they do, you know. But anyway, let me show you what I put here also. Here's some good sayings I put on here that you can use. So sometimes, you know, I put God sends difficult people into our very lives to help remind us from where we once came from, and also to teach us humility. All right, here's another one that I wrote. I always put these up here. Christ's very love extends to all people who believe in him. It says we should love the person, you know, not the sin that they do. Okay. And another thing that I said is another one I put out tonight. I said we might not think because of what someone or the things that someone has done, you know, that they should not fellowship at our church or even be at CR. But Christ didn't do that to you when you were a sinner, just like other people are. No matter what they've done, they should all be accepted, because God accepted you and God took away your sins. And that's what we all have to remember, instead of being so hateful and vicious. Because, yeah, you may not like somebody that's a sex offender at church, like I was talking about earlier, or they're a criminal and you know about it, and nobody likes that, but they still have a right to be there. They're not breaking any laws, and they haven't done anything wrong, and they're going where they're supposed to go. They have just as much right to be there as you do, even if you don't agree with it. You know, and it's, you know, it's just like if someone's gay, if they come to the church, they can come, as long as they're not trying to do anything wrong to anybody else. They're allowed to come there too. That's the way the law is. It's not right or biblical, but that's the law of the land. So they're allowed to assemble at the church too, as long as they're not trying to mess with kids or trying to push their lifestyle or their way on, you know, anybody there. They're allowed to be there as long as they just go there and be peaceful and do it, you know, do what they're supposed to do. Another thing is I wrote also, celebrate recovery is recovery for all things that need recovery, no matter what that thing or addiction or hang up or hurt is. Says that's why we are all in recovery, in a constant state of recovery, because that's what that's all about. And I write these powerful sayings every day on Facebook to give people some encouragement. Another thing I said here, you might get a hoot out of this, however, it might offend some people because, you know, how they like to take things out of context, even though I was just saying how I feel about this. I wouldn't mean anything hidden or anything other than what I'm just saying here, literally. So the study has just came out about all woke people who are woke. It says the reason why that they are always depressed and are angry and unhappy about everything, it's mainly because they constantly have to tell a bunch of lies that they have to keep track of. So it kind of makes their head explode or hurt, because it has a hard time with them trying to remember all the lies they told from one day to the next. It says, if I had to lie like a woke person, or like woke people do who are woke, no wonder why they're all always depressed and having all kinds of psychological issues, you know. So it's just something to think about, folks. That's what I wrote. And then, of course, then we did the Sunday service, which I'm not going to rehash there. that's already released on our network. All right, so that's coming. That's some of the stuff that I put up there today. I love you all, and you know, please share this and please tell people about us on Spotify and XM Radio. And I love every one of you. Okay, so this is going to be kind of shorter than usual. A little bit shorter, not much shorter, because we're right at the 30-minute mark. So everybody have a good night, and thank you for listening, and please share this and let people know. We're on Spotify, we're on Anchor.fm, we're on Pocket Cast. These are other podcast platforms where you can find us. We're on Apple Cast, you know, we're on Google Cast. I don't know if that still exists, but it says it does. But I thought they were discontinuing. Maybe they didn't, but it still says that you can still send cats. Podcast to that platform, and they all go there. So, and all right, so you can find me on just some of those. I didn't even name them all, but there's probably about 100 of them that I'm on. We're also on Rumble too, as well, where I'll be doing things there, but I also will be doing these things, doing this. However, this stream is not on Rumble, but when I do videos there, we'll also be doing the same thing on Rumble. We'll also be doing it here as a backup, but also it'll be on the radio too. So you can catch the video of our show on Rumble or on YouTube. And then you can catch the audio one on all these other platforms I just mentioned. And ones I haven't mentioned. So whatever platform you're using, we're probably on it. Just look for Top Headlines National and, which it has the and sign, and it has and amp semicolon news stories. That's what you want to look for. That's the title of it. And it'll have my name, Michael DeSilvis, on there. Who's the creator, okay? Content and also provider. On XM, you just look for Top Headlines in the program notes. The show will be called Top Headlines National International News Stories. And we'll cover the same thing there as well on the radio feed and also on the extra channel when we're live. Okay, everybody have a good night. I love you all. Take care and stay safe, everyone. And don't let people try to take away your speech. You stand up for what you believe in and resist this nonsense out here that's wrong, and you'll live longer. And, of course, try to inform people before it's too late. Okay, have a good night. Stay safe. I love you. Next time, we'll be talking about the impending crisis at the border and how safe we will be, and we'll make some predictions about what could happen, whether Trump gets in there or whether Biden gets in there or someone else gets in there for the Democratic caucus as their president nominee. Could it be Big Iron Dome Mike? I don't know. That's what some people call him. Or will it be Biden? I highly don't think so. But they got something up their sleeve. And whether he gets in or not, there's going to be a lot of uproar in this country until they get in. And either way, when it gets in, there's going to be a lot more social unrest if another Democrat gets in there. Doesn't matter who it is. So it's not a threat. It's just the truth. Either way, there's going to be upheaval in this country because the way things are right now, and everybody's really upset about a lot of things on all sides, and it's just at a moment where they're just going to break or at a breaking point. And then we're going to talk about the possible economic collapse that's coming in the end of May and June of this year. So we'll let you know more about that. We've already talked about it some already on Facebook and on YouTube, but we're going to talk about that as an update to what the latest is on that. So stay tuned for that. It'll be coming up in some future in the news updates. All right, everybody, have a good night. I love you. Take care. We'll be back with another update. In the news media update from DeSilvis's Media Broadcasting Network. Take care, everybody. I love you. And we'll be back with some more.